Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Rockridge Rockets had the unenviable task of taking on State Power Newman last night. Rockets fall 42-0. I think it was 28-0 at halftime. And I know one of those tough games last night where, you know, teams ain't going to feel sorry for you. And we were talking off the air with Coach Graves. First time since you've been at Rockridge that you've been on the other side of a mercy rule game, and I know that doesn't feel too good when you're walking off the field.
No, it doesn't. Definitely a different feeling that we haven't had to experience yet. But you know, like I said on the air, the guys gave a great effort, and you know, took the first drive of the game, I think 80 yards, and we were down to the 2-yard line, like second or in goal or third and goal, and just couldn't punch it in, and you know, they had to punt once or twice, and then we threw a pick six, and that was kind of the start of the snowball going downhill. So that we just had a lot of guys that I said it on the air. You know, it doesn't mean they're bad kids; they're great kids. But we have a lot of kids on the field because of injuries and depth that just, you know, they're not necessarily ready for varsity ball. When you go up against a team like Sterling Newman, and they have all juniors and seniors playing, and we're starting, I think, 7 sophomores and a freshman. Eventually, they're just going to kind of wear you down. They're just, you know, like I said, nothing against the kids that were starting for us. They're just not physically ready for that type of game yet. They, you know, if you could, you'd like to be like Sterling Newman and only play upperclassmen.
Well, and I guess the other thing that you mentioned, that it probably wouldn't have been a mercy rule game last night with two things. If you punch in the score early, and then the other thing is, it's one thing to turn the ball over, but you can't turn the ball over and let that be a score. Because that's, as you say, that's the true snowball. It's one thing to turn over, but it's another thing that turnover leads to immediate points, because that's the big momentum switcher, and especially when you're outgunned going in from the start.
Yeah, you're right. That's a huge swing right there. you can't do turnovers, period. But you know, could we tell the guys, we actually have a rule with the guys where if they get turnovers, they get a T-shirt, and if we turn the ball over, they have 6 miles on Monday. Because we tell them that turnovers lead to 6 points. So that is an immediate 6 points is. When you get a pick six. So, you know, you just can't recover, like you said. You just can't recover from that. Now, that's a 14-point swing in the matter of a few seconds is getting stopped down the goal line and then throwing a pick six, you know, two series later when it's still 0-0. So, that's tough to overcome.
Yeah, and we talked about it last week when Riley Federer went down. When you talk about having an elite talent like that, it can be, a blessing and a curse. Blessing if he doesn't get hurt, curse if he does get hurt. So really, you know, in the final 4 weeks of the season, probably going to be a work in progress on what you can and cannot do offensively, but that's what happens when you lose a player like that.
Yeah, yep. You know, and Cody did a great job stepping in for us. He really has. He's an athletic senior who is willing to step in and do the job. He hasn't taken a quarterback snap since his eighth grade or beginning of his freshman year. So, I mean, it's been 3 or more years since he's even taken a snap, you know, It's a work in progress, and that's why I said on the air last night on the post game is that, you know, Riley's had 3 years as the starter now to learn the defense, to learn the little nuances and to get reps and to get playing time. He's able to learn what the defenses are going to do, and slowly he's able to read defenses, and that takes a while, you know, that for an inexperienced high school kid, that's hard stuff to do. And he was able to start putting that together and do it quite well. It even got to the point where I was giving Riley a couple different running plays, not just checking a running play to one side or the other, but two different total running plays based on the front he was getting or a pass and a run, and he was able to check us into the right place. So, you know, like you said, obviously those are things that you have to start back over with square one, and you just, I mean, obviously with Cody, we got to start back over with simple things, and then all that stuff's off the table. So, you know, he's doing a great job for us. He really is. But like you said, you kind of have to start over.
Yeah, and it looked like it was a methodical Newman performance last night. I saw the box score. I think basically a 3-1 ratio on first downs, 18-6 in favor of Newman. So apparently they said, we ain't going to feel sorry for you. You're not playing with Federer tonight. We're going to line it up, and we're going to smash it right at you. I mean, is that basically what happened last night?
Yeah, it was. You know, they just methodically moved the ball down the field, and you could arguably one of our best offensive and defensive linemen were out last night also, Cameron Garisher. He got rolled up on earlier in the week and had a sprained MCL and high ankle sprain, so he was out for the game. And you know, it was kind of just one of those snowball things where when it goes bad, it gets even worse for you. So we had a couple guys out last night, starters, and you know, that was one of the things that I said on the pregame is that, you know, in a small school football, 2A football, there's not a lot of teams that have all-state players, you know, but when you have, you feel like two all-state players and they both go down for the Newman game, you know, you just can't recover from that. It's eventually they're going to just kind of wear you down because it puts more people in the game. Like I was talking about earlier, it puts more people in the game that probably just, unfortunately, are great kids but aren't ready to be in a varsity game yet, because we had to start more sophomores because of that. So, you know, we were a little bit outgunned up front, and you know, when that happens against Newman, they're eventually going to wear you down. And those three linebackers they have, my goodness, those guys are studs. So
they are
running around making plays.
Yeah, and if you can make the trip next week, I know it's a long trip over to St. Vede, but I always think the Saturday afternoon homecoming game over there, and I love that campus they play on. If the Rock Ridge people can get over there, I think it's a beautiful setting because the leaves should start turning here this week. I forgot to ask you earlier in the season about this, and I know it appears it's a foregone conclusion. I don't think the track has officially made the determination yet, but it sounds like they're, because of the new rule that takes effect next year where kids can only play one game per day and one play equals one game. That means JV kids that maybe play a little special teams, they can't do that next year, basically, if the games are played Friday night. So my understanding is that the track is probably going to go to 7 o'clock varsity start on Friday nights, JV games likely, I think, Monday. And, you know, I was torn between that because I do like both games being played on Friday nights because I think it adds a little more with the crowd. But I tell you, Coach, I don't know what it is the last couple years, man. These games have been dragging on for so long where you're, you know, the horns sounding maybe close to, you know, 10:45, some instances 11 o'clock this year. Are you glad that likely we're going to move away from JV Friday night games and just go to a solid 7 o'clock start?
Yeah, you're right about that. Heck, there's some road trips where we're not pulling a bus in until between midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, it'll be nice for that. It'll be nice because we have a standard time we're working with, almost like a playoff game where you know every night what time you're starting, how early before the game you have to start warm-ups and all kinds of things. So it'll be nice to kind of get that done. Like you said, you kind of like the fresh soft game before for the crowd and for the kids to get that experience. But yeah, with that new rule going into effect, it's something that our conference is going to have to do, or else those games Friday night basically just turn into freshman games, because I don't think anybody's going to play. You know, like we count on a lot of sophomores, like you said, to get some special team roles and stuff like that. So, you know, that would be the only other thing you could do. And I know that's what the Middle Illinois Conference did when I came from there, is that or when I played there and my dad coached there, was we had freshman games before varsity games on Friday nights and then fresh soft games Monday nights. But I know that's kind of an issue right now with numbers for a lot of teams. So, I'm guessing that we're going to see that happen. I think that it's pretty much, like you said, a foregone conclusion that those are going to be Monday night just because of that rule.
All right, Coach, thanks for the help. Again, the Rockets have a Saturday afternoon game next week over in Peru, Illinois, taking on the Bruins of St. Bede Academy. Again, that's their homecoming. I tell you, it's a great setting over there on Saturday afternoon. So if you can make the trip over there, well worth it. Coach, thanks for the help, and won't have to join us early next Saturday morning. So we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and good luck next Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Sam Graves and the Rock Ridge Rockets, first time they've been mercy ruled under Coach Graves, and I believe the first time also that the Rockets have been shut out is while Coach Graves has been head coach. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.